You're back with Total Information AM. I'm Megan Lynch. How confident are Americans that the election will run smoothly? Well, it depends on who they're voting for. Joining us now is Hannah Hartig, senior researcher with the Pew Research Center. Good morning, Hannah.
Good morning, Megan.
So tell us a little bit about this polling. What do voters tell you about their confidence in how elections will be administered?
Sure. So Pew Research Center conducted this survey just a few weeks before Election Day in the 2024 presidential election. And we wanted to get a sense of how voters were feeling about election systems, election integrity, the security of vote machines, and what they personally expected when they went to cast a ballot. And what we found, you know, the sort of broad takeaway is that a majority of American voters are at least somewhat confident the election will be run smoothly. Roughly three quarters of adults say that. That votes will be counted accurately, and that ineligible voters will be prevented from casting ballots. But as you point out, Megan, there are some large differences between Trump and Harris supporters. And a lot of the skepticism that you first saw among Trump supporters in 2020 is still evident today in views of election administration.
Let's break some of those numbers down. First, though, I want to look at how these numbers compare to polling in previous elections, specifically 2020.
Sure, absolutely. I actually think it's really interesting to even go back to the 2018 midterms. And the reason for that is in that election, Republicans were actually slightly more likely than Democratic voters to say that they were confident that the election, that elections across the U.S. would be run and administered well. By 2020, in the Biden-Trump matchup, Biden's voters were 22 percentage points more likely to say this. In today's snapshot, the survey we just completed, the gap between Harris and Trump supporters is now 33 percentage points. So 9 in 10 Harris supporters say they expect, they're confident that the election will be run smoothly. Trump's voters are much more divided. Only about 57% say they're confident, while 42% are not confident the election will be run well.
Let's drill down into some of the categories that you looked at when it comes to election integrity and security. First, what were views on absentee and mail-in ballots?
Sure, yeah. So as in 2020, there is a large gap in views about how mail balloting will take place. And of course, in 2020, we saw almost a record share of voters casting ballots by mail, in large part due to the coronavirus pandemic. But in 2020, there was a significant gap between Biden and Trump supporters. There's more skepticism among Trump supporters that mail ballots would be counted as voters intend. And that gap is just as wide today among Harris and Trump supporters when it comes to mail balloting.
Do voters feel that in-person votes on Election Day will be counted accurately?
So that's a very good question, Megan. And one of the more surprising things I think we found in the survey is that I think what you're seeing in terms of the skepticism among the Trump's coalition of voters is seeping into other elements of election administration. And in-person balloting is one of those areas. So by and large, you know, 77% of Trump voters are confident, right, that in-person ballots will be counted as voters intend. But that's down from the share who said this in 2020. Harris voters, Biden voters, they continue to be very confident in in-person ballots. And I will also say that, you know, in 2020, nearly half of Trump supporters were confident in in-person balloting. But today, only 24% of Trump's voters are confident that in-person ballots will be counted as voters intend. So again, you're seeing skepticism seeping into other aspects of voting and election administration.
What about confidence that ineligible voters will be prevented from casting ballots?
Absolutely. So in 2020, again, we saw a huge gap between Biden and Trump supporters, and that gap is even wider today. So roughly 9 in 10 of Harris's supporters say they're confident that voters who are ineligible to vote or may not be legally qualified will be prevented from doing so. But only 30% of Trump supporters say the same. So, you know, they broadly lack confidence that ineligible voters will be prevented from casting ballots this year.
We're speaking with Hannah Hartig, Pew senior researcher. I'm curious how that translates to how people feel about the local election officials then, if they have these concerns.
Sure. So I think one of the bright spots in this survey is that we aren't necessarily seeing voters have skepticism about how elections will be run in their communities. So confidence is a little higher there, to be sure. And that's a good thing, I think. I will say that voters also broadly expect voting to be easy. So when they go to cast their ballot, they don't expect to face too many difficulties. And a large share of Harris and Trump supporters are confident that people who want to be able to vote will be able to. They won't face hurdles or obstacles in being able to cast their ballots. So much higher confidence in sort of the local area, poll workers and community election officials.
Do people think that we will have a clear winner when all the votes are counted?
It's another really great question, Megan. I think what we found in the survey surprised me a little bit. 85% of Harris's supporters are confident that once all of the votes are counted, everything is sewn up, it will be clear who won. A smaller share of Trump supporters say this, just 58%. So again, a slight majority are confident, but they're much more divided than Harris's supporters are in that regard.
Hannah, one of the interesting things that we've seen happen just prior to the elections here in the St. Louis area is that election officials have actually offered to have open houses where they bring people in and they show them how the voting systems work, the networking, that they're not connected to the internet. So I'm curious what you heard about views on the security of elections, you know, hacking, things like that, because I think that's something that those local election officials know is a concern for voters.
Absolutely. And I'm really glad you actually brought that up, because that's one of the questions where we've seen tremendous polarization from just 4 years ago to today. So 4 years ago in 2020, about half of voters were confident that U.S. election systems were secure from hacking and other technological threats. And what you're seeing 4 years later today, just a week before the election, about our Harris and Trump supporters are in completely different spots on this. A clear majority of Harris supporters, about three quarters, are confident that election systems are secure, that these vote machines will be secure from hacking or other technological threats and risks, as you mentioned. And Trump supporters, just 3 in 10 of those supporters are confident that these machines are secure. So a huge gap that we see this year that actually we didn't see as big of a gap in 4 years ago. So again, another area where we're seeing this skepticism sort of bleed into other aspects of administration.
And last week here on KMOX, we were talking about the potential for litigation surrounding the election. And I know you asked the people that you polled about their confidence that the Supreme Court could be politically neutral if there are legal challenges related to this election.
Absolutely. Yes. We wanted to get a sense of what people were feeling about, you know, the outcome of the election, what they think might happen. And, you know, hopefully this is not the case. But if there are some legal challenges or some cases have to go to the court, we wanted to get a sense of where Americans felt before anything had even reached the courts. So we asked, you know, if the Supreme Court is asked to weigh in on an issue related to the 2024 presidential election, how confident would you be that the justices would be politically neutral in any decision they have to make? And this is another area where it's a little disappointing, but just 1 in 5 voters are highly confident the Supreme Court would be political neutral. And again, I think that just reflects the reality, how people are feeling about the Supreme Court these days, but low confidence and honestly, low confidence among Trump supporters even that the Supreme Court would be neutral.
Hannah, I'd love for our listeners to read your research themselves. Where can they go to find that?
They can go to pewresearch.org and check out our latest report. It talks about expectations for voting, security of elections, and a lot of other really interesting topics.
That is Hannah Hardig. Thank you so much, Hannah.
Thank you, Megan.